Welcome back to Surprise Round, everybody.
Oh, dude, you motherfucker.
I got
you. You motherfucker.
Pablo gets it.
I shit a little bit.
This dude gets it.
Just a little bit.
A little too far.
A little bit came out and stained
little
my boxers.
Too far.
It went back in, though.
Little too far.
Maybe it's your superpower, though.
That's
true. Oh, my God, it stinks.
Complete control over my shits. Fecalmancer, go on.
Okay. And with that, let's go ahead and throw to Jake. Jake, you've got some submitters that have submitted some cool questions.
I've got some submissions. The first one is from Rebecca H. You drive up to a Sonic, the restaurant.
Almost got me.
Yeah, I have a feeling the blue blur might be making an appearance.
The Sonic employee skates up to your car wearing a Jar Jar Binks costume.
Whoa. Pivot.
Okay.
Unexpected, but not
interesting.
Unexcited.
Or hell, it's such a good costume, it could be the real Jar Jar.
Could be the Gungan himself.
Jar Jar is in full character, knocking things over, getting into antics, sticking out his long tongue.
Jar Jar.
You order, and he spills your ocean water and cherry lemonade all in your car.
Oh my God.
He scrapes the paint with his skates.
Oh. What?
This, I'm furious.
Sir.
At the end of the meal, he gives you a $500 Sonic gift card for damages.
Ooh.
And says very sincerely with tears in his eyes,
oh my God,
Misa, so sorry. Misa is trying to make Jar Jar big again, so Misa's kids are proud of Misa.
Let me see a picture of your kids. That's so sweet.
Prove it. Then the manager comes out. Thanks you for participating in the Jar Jar experience. She hands you a survey and asks you to fill it out so they can know if Sonic should make the Jar Jar experience national. What do you do?
Oh.
I say no. Because the thing that makes us worth it, right? Like, I do not drive a cool car. I don't give a shit if somebody scrapes my car or whatever. So all of this is just the pure annoyance of having, as a joke, cherry limeade poured on me.
Yeah.
Like, has me paying to have someone spill on me as a joke, as like a character.
Well, you did
thing.
Get a $500 Sonic.
But that's what I'm saying. But not everyone is going to get that. So I'm not like, somebody gives me a $500 coupon after spilling on me as a joke, I guess I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not going to complain now.
Well, it's just an obligation to go back there for $500 worth of food.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I want cash for the paint damage.
I'm fine
for
with
the body work.
I'll take a $500 coupon for, you can scratch my car for $500 Sonic bucks.
Jake, you of all people should know you can flip that coupon. Like, you can definitely get like $300 for a $500 Sonic coupon online.
That's true.
Really? Yeah.
That's true. That's actually
flippable.
A really good point.
That's
a really good
coupons
point.
Coupons are flippable.
No, I'm using it.
Thank you, Fecalmancer.
I turned shit into gold.
I absolutely do want this coupon, so I'm not hating that. I'm pissed when Jar Jar's like dropping stuff and everything. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Why is this happening? I'm thinking about leaving. I get it spilled on me. Jar Jar shows up, apologizes, gives me a huge coupon. I'm like, all right, just get out of here. This is fine.
My issue is actually with the manager giving me a survey. I'm like, you know, don't leave this up to me. You watch Jar Jar and you decide.
Oh, yeah. Are you compensating me for filling out the survey?
That's true, too.
Do you think this is like in the national program? How do you think this works? Like, is this a televised campaign where they're like, ooh, Jar Jar might show up to your Sonic location?
I think it sounds like Jar Jar is going to be like a mascot. It sounds like they're thinking about pushing it.
I think where I'm landing is, you know how like you hear people say like, oh, they just want to see the world burn or something like that?
Sure.
I think it'd be so funny to watch everyone get really indignant about the inconvenience of the Jar Jar experience and watching society like melt down
Can
over
you
this
imagine
completely
having a,
pointless thing. Yeah. So I would just be like, 10 out of 10. I definitely think roll it out immediately.
It
is there a flip you can switch to make it national? Let's do it. And I would just sit back and enjoy everyone else.
I guess I am falling so, apart over yeah. this.
I would invest heavily in auto body shops and car wash services.
I would short Sonic.
The amount of like angry dads getting out of their car and chasing Jar Jar and because like, he scraped
Jar Jar.
Their fucking Tacoma.
The amount of like viral videos of yeah. dads chasing Jar Jar.
Of dads,
I bent the mirror the wrong way on my Santa Fe.
Dad's always getting out of the car and like pull up, writing their belt, you know, hey! How they like shift
yeah.
it.
Yeah, just such a
shift
forceful
their pants.
Get back here, frog.
Yeah,
this is a Kia, you piece of shit.
I guess yeah. Okay, so my first instinct is to be like, I'm not cool with this. I'm cool with just my interaction with it. They mm-hmm. give me this huge coupon. I'm like, sure, you spilled on me and gave me $500. That's fine. Scratch my car. I don't give a shit. Cool. I'm yeah. out of here. That's fine. I think once they ask me if this is a good idea, in my head, because my brain is poisoned when we do surprise round, because I'm like, we just live in a world with the Grinch and stuff and everything. And this yeah. is all, I don't want any of this. But I guess in real life, if there was a Jar Jar mascot and someone asked if a corporation asked me, is this a good idea? I think I would want to say yes, just because it would right. be so fucking funny.
They've given you so much power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would try to see Jar Jar's kids. I would be like, let me see some pictures of the tots.
Yeah.
It's also true. Like, if I can make Jar Jar's kids think that he is super bombad, then I'm absolutely going to do that. Like, I want to help my boy out.
I mean, yeah. ultimately, I think that you are kind of screwing him over if you think about it, really, because this is going to
He's going to get
poorly.
His ass kicked by a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to
so fast.
And, but like, I don't yeah. necessarily care if Sonic makes a bad decision.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that corporation just does something stupid, yeah.
it's true.
That's that fine. This is just funny. I just want to see videos of Jar Jar getting chased by dads.
This is Sonic's endless shrimp decision. They're absolutely going to fuck themselves over with it, but it's going to be so fun for everyone involved.
It's kind of funny when you see like a dad, like because dads can kind of like, they can increase their velocity at a yeah. surprising rate. Mm-hmm.
Dads
you know?
Do, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Even in flip-flops, they can top out at 40 miles per hour. I haven't gotten to unleash that yet. I feel like everyone has like hypotheticals that develop yeah. in their brain where they're yeah. like, okay, like if somebody showed up with like a sword here, like yeah. I could take him out. Like,
yeah, we've got a whole show about it. It's called Surprise Round.
Right. But imagine Surprise Round, but scarier.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah.
But like, I think about that all the time now. I'm like, okay, like I could tackle a dude if
yeah,
I need
yeah.
to.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I also think it is a little bit of a boomer thing.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
like, there's like a boomer entitlement of like, you disrespect me. And that goes, that just escalates See, yeah. everything. Like, we don't have that level of rage at like disrespect.
No.
Yeah. yeah. You're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, yeah. So we can't go from 0 to 100 quite like they can.
Yeah. It's true. You know, I think we respect service workers too much.
Yeah, totally.
But I like what Emily's saying here because, like, we're such a litigious country. And if yeah. for one beautiful shining moment, we could have this weird loophole where, like, you can't sue Sonic for this because it's baked in that if you go to the Sonic, you might get pranked by Jar Jar. Yeah. I don't know how it quite works, but, like, if you pull in, you've already agreed to this.
I think it would just be chaos. It might be huge.
Everyone would be so yeah. mad about it. I think that it would be, like, but then people would be drawn to it because yeah. it would become a thing. And it would just be, like, this stupid blip. That was pointless.
I think
was,
we can all agree this rules and that we would just say yes.
And I think we should maybe clip this audio, send it to Sonic and be like, just like, you know.
That's true.
If you guys want to do Jar Jar.
Email subject, what do you think?
Yeah. Thoughts? Please listen. Thoughts?
Thoughts? Tots? Right after.
Tots is good.
Tots?
Tots? Penny finger tots?
Tots on this idea? Question mark?
The other thing is
a JPEG of Jar Jar Binks with no description of the idea. No description yeah. of the idea.
Roller skates photoshopped on.
Yeah. So don't clip this. Just JPEG of Jar Jar with tots question mark.
He's going to be wearing the roller skate, so I'm not too worried about the dads catching him as the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. People at Sonic wear roller skates?
They used to. I don't think they do anymore.
I don't think they do anymore.
I think
they're
like
bringing them
used
back.
It used to be like
Jar
the old drive-in.
Wow. Okay.
We're bringing them back for Jar Jar.
So I'm into it.
Yeah, we're all. I think we're all into it.
Mm-hmm. Skates at Sonic would be awesome.
Yeah. I was a little paranoid brained from surprise round that I was kind of just like, I'm not dealing with this. But then I'm like, actually, if this was in real life, I would kind of love it, I guess.
But I think you see a lot of people trying to like game the Jar Jar situation too.
Yeah.
They'd like go and they wear ponchos because like if everyone's getting a $500 certificate, if they
get Jar Jar. I think not everybody is though. Because it says you get one because they're doing a trial version.
Yeah. It's kind of showcasing how bad the experience is.
Yeah, it's definitely
like this experience is so bad you needed $500.
It's fully a okay. Very bad idea.
To me, I feel like you've got to build in some sort of like gamification to it where like if you get Jar Jar'd, you also get like your next meal.
But you could write that. You could write that on this. That's the point of the survey.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. I write that in.
I wouldn't write that.
I actually think that as funny as I think this is in like the macro sense, I do think that if this happens to me and I don't get a huge coupon, I do think I'm just mad.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it becomes a funny story, but it's not fun. It's like shitting yourself. It's like, cool story. I would never
shit myself.
I want this to happen to other people.
Yeah.
So I
want to watch society melt down about
it. Yeah.
All right.
I
don't want it to happen to me.
When I think of it, it's like my car isn't nice and I don't care about clothing.
Yeah.
These are like two like status markers that I just don't participate in. So there's no stakes in this for me anyways. Yeah. You know?
Seeing Jar Jar ruin a boomer's beamer though. Can you imagine? This idea is taught to go.
This is actually really good. All right. Why don't I'll do one here and then we'll sprinkle in some more submissions. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
All right. Sweet. A magical button appears before you. If you press the button.
Hang on now.
Not really how the show goes, but you know, hang on.
I'm hammering on the button.
Okay. hang on.
It's not doing anything.
All right, hold up. Everybody, not how the show works.
I use my shit to press the button.
Okay. If you press the button. If you press the button, you will be perceived by everyone you interact with as impossibly charismatic. People will naturally like you and be drawn to you.
Oh. Huh.
These powers are not mind control. You're just perceived as incredibly attractive, persuasive, and interesting.
Good aura.
A side effect is that you do not see it. You see yourself as Yogi Bear. When you look into the mirror, there is an honest-to-God cartoon Yogi Bear looking back at you. When you speak, you hear Yogi Bear's famous voice
words. What is his famous voice?
Hey, boo-boo. Want to get that bigger big basket?
Yeah.
Whoa.
One else perceives you as Yogi Bear and, in fact, constantly compliments you on your style and look. Do you press the button?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You're cool looking at yourself.
You like the voice?
Yeah, it's cool.
Is there any way that I could see what I look like in a video or something?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Is it
vampire rules? You always look like Yogi Bear.
I'll never even know what I look like.
You never even know what you look like. But people aren't just blowing smoke up your ass. Like, people are just like, damn, Jake, you look great today. Like, what have you been doing? Like, what's your skincare routine? Like, every day.
Well, I do is I start with a little vitamin C serum. Hey.
I think I've said this before, but this was actually like for a time period in my life, my goal was to not know what I looked like. I didn't want to look in mirrors for a while because I thought if I knew what I looked like, I'd be less authentic about who I was.
Huh.
Okay. When was this?
This is like high school into college.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, I think we all went through varying degrees of that. Yeah.
So I feel like this would achieve that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what I was look like. But I would have this self-awareness, right? I wouldn't be my authentic self because I would be Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
I just feel like the Yogi Bear is going to bleed into like everything I do and say. Like, I am just going to start talking about picnic baskets.
But then it works.
And it works.
But then people are just like, I would love to go on a picnic with you, Paul.
God, you have such a great personality.
Shit, wait,
you'd go mad though because everyone would like everything you did. And then you would start to be like, well, I guess everything's meaningless.
So here's what I'll say. I'll say this does not feel fully fake where like every single thing you say, people think is the most brilliant thing ever, is you just kind of have an aura where people take everything kind of in the best way that they could. And it would be like, if you say something weird, they're just like, Em's kind of having an off day, but man, she's usually the best. Em's the best.
What if I like sat down into a makeup chair and the makeup artist did my makeup? Would I look in the mirror and look like Yogi Bear with makeup on?
Whoa. No, you just look like Yogi Bear.
So it would look like they're touching my face with brushes and they're doing nothing.
Still look like Yogi Bear.
But Yogi Bear with like good contouring?
Yeah.
Yogi Bear just looks like Yogi Bear to you.
I think I would miss myself. Well, Yogi Bear is kind of cute, right?
He is kind of cute. He's definitely kind of cute.
Jake, you said you would miss yourself.
I would miss me, you know?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Actually, no. Now that I see Yogi Bear, he's kind of gorgeous.
He's kind of...
green hat.
Really?
I actually have to look him up.
Bit
too.
Of a snack. It's true.
He's gorgeous. He's got a green hat.
I mean, I wish I could pull off a hat like that. And if I was Yogi, I certainly could.
He's not a bad looking bear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a tie all the time. That's so cute.
I say, like, if I look like Goku or something, I'm cool with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm cool with this. But I think, like, unless it's like a cool buff cartoon character, I'm not interested.
Do you
in
think
this.
That, like, because all you see is the tie, that sometimes you almost forget to wear clothes?
But I think that you wouldn't forget. You'd still be like a person. Like, you still know what
you're
doing.
Okay, like, you feel, yeah.
Right, but even like trying on jeans, you look in the mirror and you see a naked
Yogi
cartoon.
Yeah.
So I think it would ultimately, even though it's giving you like almost like a charisma boost, there would be ways that it was too much of a hurdle. Like, you couldn't try on jeans and choose the pair that looked good on you.
But you automatically just kind of know.
You just know.
You are a charismatic, you are a great dresser. You're a great talker. You're just, you have just maxed out charisma. So again, it's not mind control. People aren't like, oh my God, I'm in love with you. But it's just like, damn, Jake's rocking that suit. Where'd you get that, man? Like, that's awesome.
I think I got to say no to this one. It's too much pressure. Like, because I feel like being perceived is a whole hassle. Like, we do it a lot for our jobs.
That's kind of true.
And like, I feel like I've got my fill of it. I don't know if I want to like be perceived that much and be like just admired at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, my solo time would be ruined. Like, sometimes when I'm walking my dog, I see my reflection in a building and I like seeing myself and my dog. But if I saw me and Yogi Bear,
Yogi Bear walking my dog. Wait, no, that's me.
Wait, that's you.
Yeah.
I also think I'm going to say no, because I think that at first what drew me to it is like, I wouldn't know what I look like, but instead I think I'd have hyper awareness of what I look like, because to me, I look like Yogi Bear.
Right.
So I don't think I would be my most authentic self, because what I look like as a person would be ever present rather than diminished.
I think I'd also be terrified that one day I would meet a boo-boo and it would just ruin my life. I'd be like, do I divorce
everyone
my wife?
Everyone else is normal except there's a boo-boo.
The one that's kissing
the
them?
Guy. Yeah, he's the little guy.
He's his little buddy.
Because I feel like I'd give it all up if I saw the boo-boo. I'm like, all right, now we do capers.
Well, there's a topless bear that he's talking to that he's getting a kiss by.
That's Who's true. That? Cindy, whoa. I want to say.
I don't remember the lady bear's name.
She's wearing like a little scarf. She's actually quite attractive.
I do remember her.
Save it for biggest loser guys.
Yeah. She's got a little flower behind her ear.
Oh, I remember. Little,
God. A Hanna-Barbera category on biggest lore. Yeah.
You have to have like a gorgeous swan neck to be able to pull off that little neck sash. And she's pulling it off.
And she's absolutely pulling it off.
Yeah, well, like, she needs to hide all the fucking hickey she's getting from Boo Boo.
Yeah. All right, so we all turn it down.
I think we all turn it down.
The Yogi Bear hack.
Yeah.
I will say, I think part of this is, I think part of the reason that we all would turn this down is because since we're working on NADPOD and we enjoy our work, you don't need it as much. Like, if you just had like a natural charisma and we're trying to sell like TV shows or something like that, like if you're just like a writer or something and they're like, love that idea, like that would make your job a lot easier.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for like the day when there's like a presidential candidate who is like promising like picnic baskets for everybody.
Yeah. And you're just like, you have the Yogi Bear hack.
You have the Yogi Bear hack.
They took the deal.
Yeah.
It's like Death Note, but for Yogi Bear.
Yeah, we might think a little differently about this. If
I would
like
actually
pitching
love to
TV
look like
shows.
The Death Note guy.
Yeah, he likes to look
He's
like Ryuk.
He's so cute. Yeah.
Am does love demons.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. He's got really long arms.
All right.
I want to be him for Halloween sometime.
Why don't we go ahead and put up a submission one?
Yes. All right. This one comes from Craig. Craig writes,
hi, Craig.
What you got, Craig?
Hi, Craig.
I pushed the button.
Craig writes, you have spent weeks planning a proposal for your partner who enjoys the finer things in life. Mm-hmm. You made reservations at a 2-star Michelin restaurant over a month
ago. Is that good?
Ago.
2-star sounds low.
2-star sounds really low.
Is that good?
Let me amend this. You've made reservations at a Jar Jar Sonic.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Okay,
so you can do it on the anniversary of your first date.
4 Jar Jars out of 4.
Upon arriving early at the restaurant, you go to the maitre d', Jar Jar, and request that he hides the ring in the dessert, something your partner mentioned is the way that they want to be proposed to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A request which he is more than happy to fulfill. Eventually, your partner arrives and the night proceeds magically. However, during the main course, you hear an uproar coming from the center of the restaurant, accompanied by someone calling out, "Is there a doctor in the restaurant?" You, being a medically trained doctor.
Yeah, no, I okay. am. Yeah. I played Crash doctors. Bandicoot to yeah, go to med school.
True, yeah. That's
right. Rush over and see that someone is writhing on the floor, choking and turning blue. You react quickly, doing the Heimlich maneuver on the choking individual and dislodging what they were choking on. But the process also causes the person to vomit.
Uh-huh.
Cheers come up from the other restaurant goers, and you see your partner gazing lovingly at you from the crowd.
Yeah.
The night is perfect for your proposal.
Yeah.
Then you see it. In the huge puddle of vomit the choking victim let loose is mm-hmm. your engagement ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You deduce the kitchen staff served to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Jar Jar style, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just
and that led to the inevitable choking and the Heimlich-induced vomiting, etc. Do you still stick to your plan of proposing tonight?
I pretend this was my plan all along. I pick up the wow. ring from the vomit.
What?
Because I'm already on my knees.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I hold it out.
And I say no.
And I wink at the audience.
Yeah. The audience.
I absolutely go with the flow. Because if anything, this is like so heightened. Like yeah. this yeah. is better than I
think. I
yeah.
don't touch the ring, but I think I come clean. I think I literally like point to the ring and I'm like, huh, guess there's better no better time than now. And then I get down on one it, I get you, down on one knee and I say,
you
will you marry me? I'll get you a different ring.
Here's the thing, I got the fucking hack for this one.
Okay. Okay.
I am a medically trained professional.
Uh-huh.
You yeah. know I've got spandex gloves. I slide the glove over my wife's hand first, and then I slide the ring over that.
Doesn't help that much.
It might be hard to get on with the latex.
I yeah. squirt some hand sanitizer smells. Into the vomit pile. Break out the ring.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Foul.
Hand sanitizer is vomit eraser. It will just disappear.
I think I play it off like it was all scripted.
Wow.
And I nudge the person whose life I just saved and I say, I just saved your life. Fucking play along.
I think I come clean about everything. I'm literally just like, they fucked this up. I'm like, why did you guys give this to this random
if you
person?
Do that though, you're getting someone fired.
Yeah, and they should be fired.
They
almost killed this right. They almost
okay,
killed
fair,
this person
fair, fair.
They almost killed this person.
I looked it up and actually 3 Michelin stars is the most
okay,
stars.
Okay
so two is really good. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so we don't have to be at a Sonic.
I think I'm like, do you want, first off, I'll propose another time if you'd like, but also I can propose now because the surprise is ruined.
Yeah.
Well, you think, like, I think in only actuality, you clocked the ring, right? Like, yeah. it's nobody else is looking at
okay.
it.
Okay.
Mm. That's true.
Oh, that's interesting.
You could just palm the ring. Like,
oh, that's okay.
Be like, so oh, let me take care of this vomit.
I grab a napkin. I grab the ring. I wash off the ring. I hide it. I get it disinfected. Later, I propose and I go, funny story, don't touch it yet. Funny
really?
Story, don't touch
you
it
can't
yet.
Click,
the worst part is, though, that your partner said that they wanted to be proposed to via a ring in their dessert. I feel like to do this proposal right, you have to put it in their dessert eventually.
I brush the hair out of Murph's face as we're walking home. and I say, babe, I know that you wanted the ring in dessert, but tonight proved just how dangerous dessert can be.
Yeah.
And the most important thing to me is not an exciting marriage, it's a stable, safe marriage. And then I
she gets down on one knee with a vomit ring.
Down on one knee.
And Murph says, no way, it wasn't in a cake.
I think the thought counts here, because if you're proposing to somebody where the thought doesn't count and they're just like, it needs to be in a fucking donut. It needs to be in food.
Yeah.
It needs to be in food. I'm like, I don't want to get married to you. So I think that I would be like, I'd propose to them in a different way and be like, do you remember that wild night we had the other night when I saved somebody's life? They threw up your ring. I'll get you a different one if you'd like.
Then you've put the burden of feeling guilty about it onto them.
No, but I'd be like, it's disinfected. Like, yeah. It's disinfected. You're all good to take it. But I just think you should have all the information.
I pivot. I own it. I own
just,
the moment.
I think that I'm just hiding this forever. Maybe I try and like pawn it off like this was their proposal.
Just get a different ring.
Yeah, I think I like give it to the vomiting guy and be like, hey, now's your chance.
You could. I'd just be like, look at the person that they were sitting with and be like, did you put a fucking ring in that dessert? What did you think was going to happen?
But then that's, you lose
so
your ring. Then you,
that's so ring. Dangerous. I would never propose to someone like that, even no matter how much they wanted it, because I actually love them.
That's really dangerous.
More
yeah.
than they realize.
And then I look at them with disgust, throw the ring at them. And then later I'm like, hey man, I actually need that back.
I actually really need that back.
You that email was, them later.
It's my partner's grandma's ring, so I really need that back.
I don't think vomit is that gross. I think I grab it and I rinse it off. And yeah.
Rinse it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, just some splash of water. That seems fine.
Maybe put it through the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh,
idea.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah. I think this needs a hard wash down. And mm-hmm. then I think your fiance has the right to know that this was barfed
up. But Jake, do you, mm-hmm. in this moment, are you like, okay, cool, I rinse it off. And later that night, like, I'm going on the high of this. Or are you like, I'm going to just recalibrate,
just try it again,
do
at
it
a
another
different
time?
Restaurant.
I think I fully commit and I do. And I pick up the ring from the barf.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And I'd say, will you marry me right then and there? And then I'll rinse it in some water, but you don't have to put it on. But
right.
It'd be nice for a picture, don't you think?
Definitely a true test. It's a true test.
Marriage isn't for the squeamish.
Okay, so Jake's proposing that night. Emily's proposing that night. Sure. I'm waiting. I scoop up the ring. Mm-hmm. I clean it. It's a different day and a whole discussion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a whole discussion.
Might even be a different ring.
Might even be a different ring. Call to where you at.
I think I need one point of clarification. Uh-huh. Does my partner see this ring?
I think it sounds like they don't.
Okay. If they don't see it, then it's going in my pocket. Like, this is, I'm recalibrating. This is taking it maybe another year even. I'm taking this as an omen.
he just won't commit. Great. You get dumped.
I think I was just so thrown by like Spyro the Dragon not showing up in that one or something.
Yeah,
that
true.
Like, it was just like so down to earth that I was a little off my game.
Nah, I was ready to take credit for an even cooler proposal than I had scripted.
All right, I got kind of an interesting one here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's see. All right. You meet James Bond at a party.
Whoa.
And he hooks you up with a piece of spy tech.
Holy shit.
A wardrobe closet that can instantly dress you in any outfit you want.
Whoa.
The material has no monetary value and you can't sell it, Jake, but you no longer need to worry about buying clothing and you basically have a free stylist for any occasion. The downside is that every time you order a drink or are offered a drink, you compulsively respond with shaken, not stirred, followed by a shrill laugh that is as loud as a scream. Do you use the changing booth?
I think that this to me, I fully don't even take it even without the caveat, because that to me is just a recipe for decision paralysis.
Huh.
Because you're just infinite choice.
Yeah.
Means every morning, rather than being like, all right, what's in my, okay, I'll grab this. I can do anything.
Yeah, true. I guess I'm not that creative when it comes to style. So I'd just be like, I'd like a t-shirt that fits perfectly. And I don't know, some jeans and some boots. Walk in, I'm done. And I look good.
This is like my fantasy.
Yeah.
I often will be like, I wish I just didn't have to think about clothes.
Totally. So that's the advantage. It's not so much about, it's also about if you're like, oh, I've got a wedding coming up. Uh-oh, the last time I wore a suit was 3 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if I
guess
a perfectly tailored suit, whatever color I want.
I guess you're right, because at first I heard it and I was like, this is decision paralysis. I am much more like a wear the same kind of, but you could use this to wear the same thing.
And you could also be like, this person in that TV show wears cool clothes.
Oh, wow.
I'll just be like that character.
Oh my God,
I like
me?
That shirt. I'll just have it, yeah.
That
yeah.
is so great. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. So for the shaken, not stirred, it's anytime I'm
offered a drink or order a drink. So unless you're getting a drink.
Like, what about non-alcoholic?
Same thing.
Oh, okay,
it's literally if somebody says.
If a waiter is like, do you guys want sparkling or still or tap?
And I'm like, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, no. Dude, let's be honest. I'm like one step away from doing this already.
Right. But you'd have to do it. Okay. So you'd have to do it multiple. So say you go to a restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
You get.
Yeah.
They say, tap or sparkling. You, as if you're sneezing, have to yell out, shaken, not stirred.
And then when they come
back
later.
And then let out a shrill laugh.
And then when you guys finish the water, they come back and they say more water.
More water?
Shaken, not stirred. No, you have to tip so well.
If you want to get, they're just like, What do you, you go to the bar. What do you want? You want a beer? Ha, shake and not stirred. A beer, please.
It'd be amazing to say all this and you're wearing like the coolest.
Yeah.
I think at a two-star Michelin restaurant, which I now know what that means.
I think I like just bring a flask with me, like a hydro flask and an alcohol flask.
Oh,
I'm just like double flasking at all times.
But the problem is,
but it's if asking you're offered, the table.
It's if you're offered or if you ask.
What about like, so a lot of people are
just
gonna
don't
be
respond.
Like, a lot of people are gonna
no,
be
you
like,
you do respond though. It's you respond.
Yeah, you have to.
So compulsively like, respond.
Even if you respond negatively, you still have to say shake and not stir.
But I think that's the thing is you can't.
Right, even if you don't want to drink, if you're asked.
You can say, you can respond after. Mm-hmm. You say, but you automatically, it's like somebody like puts something under your nose and you sneeze. So you in your bones feel like you need to yell, shake and not stirred. And the best character I can think of for this, it's kind of like Mavid from Twilight Sanctuary.
Yeah.
So you do like a little
you do chunk. Shake and not stirred.
Yeah. That, you do that exactly every time you're asked for a drink.
Uh-huh.
And then you can say no thanks in your own voice after.
Okay. I think this is worth it. I do.
It is a little bit worth it because I do think that you can.
Because I get offered or asked to have a drink like very not that frequently.
Right. And you can, as soon as you hear it, maybe you like shove your face in your arm and just like scream it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I think here's the thing. When I'm dressed like this, I'm going to feel like $1 million. I'm going to be so confident. I think what I do is I go to the waiter like at the station at the booth and I'm like, hey, so listen,
don't ask me for anything.
I give them like a $20 bill and I say like, don't ask me for any liquids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I palm them a fresh crisp 20 and say, do not give me anything to drink.
Yeah. I think I just have definitely take this because it's not a frequent enough occurrence in my life that it inhibits
I feel like it's a real frequent occurrence. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, anytime you'd be out, someone would ask you if you'd like some kind of liquid.
Yeah, go to a friend's house.
Yeah, go to a friend's house. Right?
Yeah, and my friends will understand.
Yeah, that's true.
This is just Emily being Emily.
Right, you're making clothes for them probably.
Yeah.
Hey, I can think a wardrobe for you guys if you want.
I mean, you can't.
I think they would never. I think it's a private use booth, so it's not something they can. I think your friends would just think you were doing a really annoying bit.
Yeah, and it would honestly be funny sometimes, annoying sometimes, back to funny sometimes, annoying sometimes, a circle of bits.
It's gonna ruin airplanes for you.
Oh,
but other than that, I think it can work with it.
Yeah.
I think you get tackled. Yeah. I think you do that twice and the air marshal's like, on
all
you.
Right, sir. Oh, the worst is what if you get in a loop because they ask you for a drink, you say shake and not stirred. And then they're like, seriously, do you want a drink? Shake and not stirred.
Yeah.
It's tough.
How many times do you need to say this on the airplane before the rest of the cabin revolts, rebels against you?
There's no rules about being annoying. Like that's what you scream.
Fun fact, you'd be annoying on a plane.
Yeah.
What? I'm allowed to be annoying.
And you won't be the worst person on the plane.
Yeah, true.
Guarantee any flight.
Yeah. Yeah. I think ultimately you just sometimes come across as someone who has an inside joke that they think is funnier than everyone else around them. And that's worth not having to think about clothing.
Yeah. I guess I'm just imagining like a whole restaurant turning around and look at me and knowing that I'm going to do it 3 more times.
But you look so good.
I guess you do look really good.
Yeah. You look really good.
Yeah. I think I take it and I structure my life to really be in that scenario so infrequently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, people ask to go out to dinner. I say, you know what? Let's have a picnic. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
Some lemonade, Jake? Shake and not stir. Yeah.
Can you like pitch it differently or comes out the same every time?
It comes out the same every time.
Yeah,
same. Since it's like a sneeze, arguably you could. What did we have? The one that was like, oh no, I'm going to Grinch or something like that when you're going to come or something.
Yeah.
And you could like put your face in a pillow or something like that.
Yeah.
That,
shake and not stir.
Yeah, I guess you can just act like you're sneezing while screaming that.
Yeah.
Which I think is like a pretty good workaround.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have a fancy silk handkerchief in my pocket of my blazer. I'm gonna pull that bad boy out.
Yeah. I think it's chill. I think it's worth it.
Okay.
I'm
taking the deal.
All right. I think we found the hack.
I'm taking the deal.
You pretend that you're sneezing while you yell this imperfectly clear.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a great cover for the person proposing in the vomit.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they'll say, that was disgusting. Does anyone need any water? You'll yell that as the person scrambles to get their ring. Yeah.
You give them a wink as you scream it again.
All right. Shall we go to a submitted one?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it. This one comes from Ben D. You are at a local zoo with your young aunt and uncle. Okay. Your uncle claims to have gotten in on the ground floor of this zoo with his buddy from childhood.
What?
I
report them. What does it mean to get in on the ground floor? There's fucking Grinches at the zoo. I know there's Grinches at the zoo.
Yeah, is there venture?
Is Crash Bandicoot at the zoo?
He was part of the seed round for this zoo. It has been a great day, and every animal you've seen has been happy, healthy, and well taken care of.
Great.
They have plenty of space, and the zoo is surprisingly huge. The entire day, however, there has been a massive tension between your aunt and uncle. You heard her whisper to him harshly while you were looking at the sea lions, quote, "You shouldn't have brought him here. You promised you wouldn't drag any more of our family into this."
Whoa.
Whoa.
You finally reached the petting zoo, the part of the zoo your uncle has been hyping up the entire trip.
This is like a Goosebumps book.
After crossing a wooden bridge to a massive island in the center of the zoo, your uncle quickly grabs your hand and pushes several small children out of the way.
What?
The only thing your uncle says is, quote, "My buddy will meet us here." As you reach the fence, you see an old treehouse and watch as a monkey descends running to the gate. What? There's no other word to describe this monkey other than Diddy-esque. For all you know, that could be the real Diddy Kong.
Okay. Hell.
Diddy Kong hugs your uncle as his baseball cap interlocks with your uncle's golf visor. Before Diddy can say anything.
That's a beautiful detail. That is poetic.
Before Diddy can say anything, your uncle turns to you. It's time you met your buddy. Your father didn't want you to see this, but your buddy asks about you every day.
What?
A massive gorilla in a red bandana and shades lumbers towards you. It looks just like Funky Kong.
It's him.
Hell.
Funky extends a hand out towards you for a firm handshake. Your uncle aggressively nods to you to shake the hand of your future buddy. You can hear your aunt calling for you in the crowd. Do you shake this funky gorilla's hand, or do you abandon your uncle and find your young aunt?
Huh.
Wow.
Okay, this is such a funny detail that the aunt is there.
This is a roller coaster.
The aunt is calling to you from the crowd. Yeah.
So, okay.
The aunt's looking for you. The aunt is worried.
So I'll say at first, when it was just your uncle got on the ground zoo of this...
Ground floor
of the zoo, I was like, I'm out. Whatever the zoo is doing is illegal.
Yeah.
But now that I know that Diddy Kong and Funky Kong might live here, and this might just be a case of my aunt not believing in the magic of Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
And I have a chance to be a part of it. And as we all know, I love Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
So Funky Kong, or like a giant gorilla that looks like he could be Funky Kong, is reaching his hand out for a handshake.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle just hugged a monkey and their caps came together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm shaking Funky Kong's hand.
I kind of think there's something about the setup of your dad didn't want this for you that makes me be like, fuck him.
I want
this for what were you holding me back from, dad? Of course I shake this hand.
I think he was trying to protect you from like the amount of responsibility that's going to be involved with this. Cause like Funky is going to be demanding. He's going to be like, hey, do you want to go on an airplane made of barrels with me? Hey, could you spot me a couple bananas this month?
Like, I guess I would be a little worried. I guess I just would be like, is my uncle a really good animal handler? And now, but like has gone mad and I'm going to go touch this gorilla and then it's going to like rip my arm out.
The implication of this, like it felt, When they were whispering, I was like, oh my God, are we going somewhere to be sacrificed? The implication of this is almost like that Donkey Kong needs human buddies.
Yeah.
Like it's a resource that they're squeezing
out of my.
But
maybe he just wants to be social. He just wants to hang out.
There's something about my uncle being agitated the whole
also
day.
Also him pushing children out of the way to take you to meet Diddy Kong.
The fact that my dad is not here, my dad doesn't approve. Yeah. Donkey Kong is not here too. I'm piecing two and two together.
Okay.
There's history here.
Yeah.
Something happened between Donkey Kong and my dad.
Yeah.
But this is
like, where's my dad's buddy?
But this is any kind of magical world, you're always gonna run into this pushback.
Yeah.
There's always gonna be people in the family that are like, don't go in that closet to Narnia.
Or
don't
like,
do that.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Right.
And then there'll always be like a fun uncle that's like, hey, actually, Donkey Kong is pretty cool.
Just, I'm just picturing going to the zoo and one of the zookeepers is like, hey, this gorilla built an airplane. Do you want to go on it?
I need to speak to Funky Kong. Funky Kong can speak, I'll go on his plane.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think that's what I'm doing is like, I'm like doing so much face reading as I'm reaching towards Funky Kong's hand. I'm like being like, are you emoting like a human? Like, yeah. I'm looking at all your pearly white teeth,
yeah,
grinning wide on your face. Like, he's wearing sunglasses, so it's gonna be hard to read. Yeah. Which is the problem.
I gotta buy myself more time. You gotta like, just as he's coming close, you reach out to shake his hand and then you're like, oh wait, I think I hear my aunt. And you put your hands up, back away.
But here's the deal. You're already too close, right? Mm-hmm. So if this yeah, gorilla is gonna go nuts on you,
yeah,
it's gonna get you even if you turn around.
Yeah.
And this gorilla's holding his hand out. Could be Funky Kong. Hell, could be Funky Kong.
Hell.
I'm shaking his hand because what's the danger? I'm already in a gorilla pit, essentially.
Yeah, you're already within your uncle. Like,
I'm already potentially fucked if my uncle is trying to kill me.
I think also like the momentum of the situation,
yeah,
is at a peak that it would take so much effort for me to extricate myself from it that my uncle's agitation is pushing me to just...
He's not,
go for it.
Well, he was agitated having to explain Donkey Kong Country to your aunt, who clearly does not agree with it.
She never played.
It feels too much like a trick.
But he seems so happy with Diddy Kong.
I think I would fully disengage and be like, what's going on, Uncle John? Tell me everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he pulled me aside and was like, hey, I have something to tell you, then I'm way more interested. But it seems like he's trying to dupe me into shaking Funky Kong's hand to like uncurse himself or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, there is something shady about
it. I want
it,
in.
Right?
I love Donkey Kong.
I guess I'm just saying that.
Herp's not listening to reason anymore.
I don't give a shit.
I think realistically,
if Funky Kong wanted to kill you, he'd kill you.
Yeah.
I think realistically, the momentum of this, I just can't. I can't get away.
You can't stop. You can't turn away.
At this moment, I can't imagine myself not going for it. I think that like everyone screaming just makes me go for it.
Go tunnel vision.
Yeah.
To Funky Kong.
And there hasn't been a game starring Funky Kong yet. I don't think. At least not a mainline game.
No. Yeah.
So like maybe this is our chance. This is like a wild pivot for Rare Software to make, is for like it to be Funky Kong and just a human guy. And I think that's a great Donkey Kong Country
game. The word, this is your buddy being sinister, is so creepy too. It makes me feel like the second I shake his hand, I will become a video game character.
Yeah.
I don't know that
he's being sinister though. I think he just has this Donkey Kong secret.
It's also, why is our aunt yelling at us?
Because she doesn't
want
you to enjoy magic.
Yeah.
How many stories are there where it's just like, oh, you're actually secretly a prince from another world or something like that.
Also,
and then like your parents don't want to tell you.
You gotta think, if there are apes walking around, there are bipedal apes walking around wearing sunglasses, like Planet of the Apes has started. Planet of the Apes is fucking happening. You gotta get on the ape side right now.
Is that the lore of Planet of the Apes? That the apes became smarter than humans?
They don't become smarter. I think there's like an ape uprising. It depends on which timeline you're talking about. Okay, and like the original Charlton Heston ones, I think that the humans blow up the Earth with a nuclear bomb and then the apes take over.
Yeah, I think that's what I thought that it was.
But in the James Franco one, he develops like a drug to help people with Alzheimer's and it makes the apes really smart.
Oh, that's fun too.
Yeah, they're both fun.
Cool.
Sci-fi's fun. Science fiction rules.
Interesting.
So I think that's, I assume that's what's happening, is somebody's given the apes a brain drug.
Okay.
And now I can go surfing with Funky Kong. So yeah, I'm shaking his hand.
Yeah.
I'm out. Right. I'm shoving my uncle. I'm pushing my way out of it.
Okay.
I'm calling for my aunt.
Funky is chasing you and his speed eclipses yours.
He's so fast.
If his calves.
Funky can kill me before I shake his hand. I think I just don't want to do it.
If Funky has bad intent, you're already dead, dude.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're afraid to shake
You better clock your suspicion, but go along.
Yeah.
No, I'm out. I think as soon as I touch him, I'm cursed. I think something bad's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're all in Donkey Kong Country and Jake's not.
Yeah, I'm picturing the box art for Donkey Kong Country 4 and it's just Murph and Funky Kong. Introducing Murph.
Introducing a guy.
He can't climb that fast. He can't fly a plane.
Yeah.
He's really good at editing.
Yeah.
He's okay at hockey.
I just look sad.
I don't actually like bananas that much.
All right. I got one that I think is pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You are at a taping of WWE SmackDown.
Okay.
Watching John Cena best yet another opponent.
Didn't he just retire, John Cena?
He's about to retire. Whoa. His last match.
Pretty okay. So you, every last
say,
match is
we'll
sacred.
Say you're at John Cena's last match. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
In the corner of your eye, you catch someone hiding, getting ready to jump the barricade. To your shock and horror, it's a man in a Grinch suit, or hell, the suit is so realistic, it could be the Grinch himself. You right. don't know why the Grinch would be at a WWE show, but he looks like he's getting ready to do a run-in. Then you look down. You notice that the Grinch is holding a gun.
Oh my God, I was like, could, of course I let this go unless he's holding a weapon.
He could just be a part of the show. But when have you ever seen a Grinch in the ring, let alone an armed Grinch? Is the Grinch going to assassinate John Cena?
Yes.
The Grinch is getting ready to jump over the barricade. It looks like you can get the jump on him if you want. Do you stop the Grinch?
Just have to assume this is part of the show.
But in what world would the Grinch have a gun? I guess it's possible.
If they're rebooting, they're doing a gritty reboot of the Grinch.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is all possible. Is cross promotion.
A Grinch right. reboot.
How yeah. nervous would you be watching this go down though?
I would be like looking for telltale signs that it was a prop gun.
Right. Yeah. I'd say it looks like shocking. Like it looks so real.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not out of the question for there to be a foreign object introduced into a match, right?
Right. There have been guns in wrestling, but not like in the ring. It's in like they'll show like somebody at their house.
Has WWE ever had like a cross promotion with a fictional character? Like had Fred Flintstone? Oh no, they did do Fred Flintstone, but have they ever had like someone in a costume?
Yes. Yes. Mm.
For like what?
Thousands of times. Like Santa Claus has been there.
Right.
A turkey came out of an egg.
But that's not cross promotion because they're not like promoting Thanksgiving.
Right. Like did Jar Jar ever go there during Star Wars?
Jar Jar did not, but like the Jackass stars went there.
Oh,
okay. Gotcha.
It's like Steve-O.
And I think two things are true for me. It's like, one, I have a really bad feeling about this, but two, I'm not doing anything.
Right. Yeah. I actually am wrong. There actually was a moment where I think Stone Cold Steve Austin pulls a gun on Vince McMahon in the ring, and then Vince McMahon is super scared, and then he pulls the trigger, and there's like that little like Joker,
and that's that is classic Grinch.
So you're is Grinch
precedent.
Just gonna do this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They have done stuff that is like as stupid as this.
Yeah,
but I think I'm like looking around and being like, is the why the fuck would the Grinch?
Is there a security guard who looks like upset?
So I'm going to say security is not around and everyone else is just staring at Big Match John and cannot like be, they just like swipe you away whenever you like call attention to it.
I think whatever happens, like if I rush in there and try and stop the Grinch, that's just going to make the Grinch seem even more threatening. Like either I'm a hero or I'm making the match look better. So I'm going for it. Because if like the Grinch like brushes me aside or pistol whips me.
Yeah, I guess there's, since in the question I say that it looks like you can get the jump on the Grinch. So I do think I like grab his wrist and grab the gun and kind of based on the reaction of if he goes into panic mode and is like very clearly an assassin, then I'm like, all right, I know I made the right decision. I'm good.
Yeah.
And he's just like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, sorry, sir.
What are you doing, kid?
Yeah. Explain this angle. It doesn't seem good. This seems like a bad angle. This is John's retirement match. You should go over clean.
It just feels like John Cena fighting the Grinch, like really hypothetically could happen.
I mean,
so I think that
he was in the Flintstones.
Even with the weapon, I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, they use chairs. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I think
the only thing
that
more pure than Christmas is you, John Cena. And that's why I got to take you out.
I'm stealing you.
There has been wildly stupid stuff. There's been wildly stupid stuff. But I would be like, I would seriously just be sitting there staring at the Grinch being like, what is the angle here?
Yeah.
Why is the Grinch here?
Yeah.
Why does the Grinch have a gun?
Maybe this
what
is
does
like
that have to do with John Cena's retirement?
So if anything, you're trying to protect his legacy even more so.
I honestly
you're
might.
You're like, this is bad writing.
So I tackle him no matter what because I'm like, either you're trying to assassinate John Cena or you're assassinating John Cena's character with crappy
ooh,
booking.
Yeah.
And then I go, John Cena, go over clean. You earned it. What a career. And I give him a thumbs up. And then the Grinch pistol whips me.
I guess, yeah, just to get pistol whipped by the Grinch, I would do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm like, as I'm wrestling the Grinch, I'm like, are you a trained wrestler? Like, I like,
yeah.
I'm like grabbing his arm and I'm like, are you strong?
Yeah. Pistol whip me if no. Yeah. Flip me if yes.
Yeah, I guess the nice thing is like, if you're a trained wrestler, you'll probably just beat the shit out of me after I grab the gun, so it'll be fine. Right? And the match can go on as planned. If you're an assassin, I don't know.
I think, yeah, the one way I don't sell this is I like accidentally run up and I'm like trying to get a hold of the gun so I can see if it's Grinchy at all.
Just cold steel.
I will say it's just like shockingly un-Grinchly.
But there could be some sort of like John Wick Saves Christmas movie coming out.
Yeah, that's what you don't know. Right. They do.
You would have to assume that. I think I would assume that.
I would be. You
sitting,
know WWE.
I just know it
better.
Enough that I'd be like, why the fuck is the Grinch here? Why does he have a gun?
I would just be like, I'm assuming this is like a rematch.
Yeah. This is a bad collab, I would say.
Yeah. All right. And with that, I will say in the scenario, the Grinch was an assassin. So you guys.
What?
Oh, wow.
No.
I don't have an answer.
Yeah. There was a correct answer. So.
Zena.
Sorry, everyone.
Okay. I do my best to save his legacy. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone, especially John Cena.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, I'm picturing him like just using one of those suction cup zip lines to the ceiling and just getting out of there.
Turns out John Cena owed a lot to the Dr. Seuss estate.
Yeah.
Weird.
All right, and we're gonna wrap this one up. Thank you all so much for everybody who listened, everybody who submitted so many great scenarios.
Yeah,
it's always a pleasure.
Truly so, so silly. We'll be back next week with an episode and a short rest. In the meantime, right. Caldo, why don't you take us out?
We're out of the surprise condition. Oh,
oh.
I'm normal again. Oh.